Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
We need strong men to pull these young morons into place, pull them in, and clean up their act.
Can we please normalize not wanting to find someone else after a breakup or divorce? Like, I genuinely don't want to meet anyone or be in another relationship. I spent my entire 20s chasing someone else's degenerate son. Like, I've had enough.
Why does that not surprise me?
We got you.
They are who we thought they were.
Okay, let's do the math then. If you spent your 20s chasing degenerates, what the fuck would that make you? See, this is what I want you guys to understand. If you let women tell it, they did nothing wrong, no matter what. It was all men's fault, no matter what went wrong in their life. She's always going to paint herself as the innocent victim who was A-used.
Don't tell me you're innocent. Because it insults my intelligence.
How do you rate women so well?
I think of a man. And I take away reason and accountability.
She was attracted to bad people because she's a bad person. Never forget that logic, fellas. Do everybody a favor and don't date. You're just ruining yourself more, which is going to make you worse for all the other people you're going to come in contact with in your life. So yeah, please stop dating. Do everybody a favor.
I'm finally free of that. I finally feel, for the first time in my entire life, I'm just at peace.
Lying, bitch.
I just don't feel like relationships serve me personally, just because naturally I'm so self-sacrificing that I'll just give everything to the other person and completely neglect my emotional needs.
That is bullshit.
Oh yeah, you're so righteous and noble. Even though you just told us that you chase degenerates, you're such a great person. You do great things for terrible people. Doing great things for criminals and drug dealers and robbers and things like that, that's not a badge of honor. Society shouldn't give you a pat on the back for being the advocate for low lives.
Bars.
Being Satan's little helper isn't a flex.
Gotta question you. I'm just eating my wrap in my car. What the f***? But why do boys who want basic, not super extra women go for eccentric women who have big personalities, big styles like me, but they don't want that. They want them to be more toned down and like normal.
Took you that long to figure it out, huh?
Okay, what do you guys think of this? Is it cool? Is it gross? Like, it's kind of creeping me out, honestly. I wouldn't be into this. If you were out and about, would you go up to this woman and ask her about her tattoos? Would you spark up a random conversation with her? Or would you run the other fucking way? Would it be shocking if we found out that this woman isn't mentally well?
No!
You know, nothing wrong with that, but like, why do these boys go for women like moi, and then want us to tone it down too because they're embarrassed to go out with us like this, you know? Like, why do boys do that?
Because they see you and say, that would be a good role in the hay, but they don't want to introduce you to mom. And yes, I agree, they're stupid for going for a woman like you and then trying to turn you into something else. They should just use you for what you are, fun. And then move on and try to find a woman who actually would make a presentable wife or a presentable girlfriend. Well, I wouldn't advise you guys to get married, but hey, for the ones who gonna get married regardless, that's to you.
How do I tell someone without sounding absolutely insane that my favorite part of the day is when I come home from work and I pull into the driveway and I sit in my car and I turn it off and I sit in silence and I just look at TikToks for like 10 minutes. Just scroll, scroll, scroll. I don't have to talk to anyone. I don't have to look at anyone. I don't have to hear anyone breathing. I just sit in my silence and enjoy my little TikTok.
What's the point?
You women are socially awkward. You don't know how to connect with people. You don't know how to interact with people in a way that's not super awkward. But you're going to stay in your little bubble and have the results of the typical modern woman. Let me guess, you're not married. Based on the eyebrow trend that you're following, you're a follower. And you're probably doing the same thing all the other women your age are doing. Swiping on Chad on Tinder, getting plowed and disregarded.
You don't know that.
There's a subset of men who believe in 50-50, but they don't have 50-50 criteria. Are they dating women who don't wear any makeup? Are they dating women who don't look incredibly nice compared to him on the date? Like, there is an economies of dating. Also, they think stuff like, I don't want to date a gold digger. Do you have gold to dig? No one's trying to dig your gold if you paid for it.
You 25 years old and you still walking around talking about niggas ain't shit. You need to get a handle on your motherfucking life and take some responsibility, bitch.
Look, ma'am, you seem like a real bitch. I don't know if you're married. If you are, I feel sorry for your husband. Look, young women aren't trying to take advice from women with old granny librarian glasses on. Just stop it.
Stop it. Get some help.
And who cares how good a woman looks on a date? She's not going to be interesting, and she's not going to make it a fun time. I'm still the prize on the date.
You remember that, motherfucker?
If anything, you should be paying me for having to put up with you for 2 hours.
Super weird that there's no, like, national holiday celebrating, like, single women in their mid-30s who have yet to find a husband or have any children.
What? What are you talking about?
Why the f*** would we celebrate huge failures? Like, that makes no sense for there to be a holiday celebrating huge failures. National Losers Day. Like, no.
We should be celebrated for being able to continue on. But, that's just my opinion.
So here's the thing. Single childless women, especially those in their 30s, they've kind of turned into punching bags online. You know, they are often the butt of the jokes. They get sent empty egg cartons.
As they should be.
Sometimes, and I don't necessarily want to contribute to that, but at the same time, you also have ladies like this one who it's like, it's, are you asking to be taken down a notch when you post videos like this? Because that's what it seems like.
Well, yeah, any attention is better than no attention. The no attention zone is where women go to perish, especially if it's a woman who has any attractiveness on her. A huge part of her identity is getting attention. Once a woman stops getting attention, you know, she needs to be on suicide watch, if you know what I mean. But see, that's when they turn into huge bitches to get attention. They used to get attention for looking good, but now that they can't get attention for that anymore, they're going to be a huge a-hole to get attention. Those are the two paths women take to get attention. Wear something tight, try to look good, or treat people like complete shit and throw tantrums all the time.
Level of entitlement to think that you deserve a national holiday for essentially completing nothing, achieving nothing. I mean, what, you need another excuse to day drink? You clearly do so already.
Of my Gen X single ladies, I just turned 53 and was in Europe.
And so what?
I've been single for years. I can't get arrested in the United States. I haven't had a date and I can't even tell you how long.
Surprise.
It's just weird how we're obsessed with age, and at 53 it's like I'm invisible. Not in Europe. Whatever you do, if you are a single woman over the age of 50, get your butts to Europe.
Well, most of them probably couldn't afford to go to Europe. Well, I guess that don't stop women not being able to afford something. I've never been to Europe, so I guess I can't confirm or deny that this is true, but I'm gonna go with she went to a special place if she was having success as a 50-year-old woman.
What do you mean by that?
That's probably not the general consensus that 50-year-old women are, you know, top-notch to go after in Europe. And here's the thing, were you getting men of value from Europe?
Not a chance in hell, Brett.
Zero. You've already made up your mind.
Absolutely.
Or were you scraping up the bottom of the barrel getting attention? Because there's always somebody who will holler at a woman. I got a feeling you're being some type of deceptive in this video, ma'am. And I do mean ma'am.
Go anywhere in Europe. I was in Copenhagen. I was in Paris. I was in Milan, Italy. Oh, my God. I mean, I felt alive again. Men were gentlemen. They were looking. They were saying. They were flirting. Their flirt game is solid. I felt like I was in my 20s again.
Grow the fuck up. Grow up.
Okay, so are you married? Do you have a serious boyfriend now? Like, what were the results other than getting plowed? All they care about is being S3 actually desired. Most of them don't care too much about character. Most of them don't care too much about legacy, anything like that. As long as they can still go somewhere and be S3-actually desired, the world can burn.
Just want to watch the world burn.
It was amazing. They just don't have an issue with age over there. They love older women. They respect older women. It's so different here. It's like we're invisible over a certain age. Not over there. Not to mention they dress better, they smell better, and they're way more cultured.
Well, where the fuck is your European husband?
Save the, you should have got the ring first. It wasn't gonna work out anyways.
We'll return after these messages.
That's what I want to know. And why aren't you somewhere pleasing him instead of making this stupid, pointless video? Carmen D. Beauty? What else do you contribute to society other than being an S-dial for men you're the most attracted to? Can you dive into that on this video? Okay, I won't hold my breath.
I'm curious, are there still men out there who want the traditional way? Like you go to work?
Okay, before you even continue, there's nothing traditional about having, you know, H-ler tattooed on your arm. But go ahead, go off, sis.
And I'll cook for you, clean for you, and always greet you with a...
Downloaded Hinge again last night, and I am immediately reminded why I'm going to be single for all of my livelong days. The Portland, Oregon demographics, you guys, not it.
Look, you're not it. If you were it, you wouldn't be on the dating app.
They're just not it. So until my son, who's 7, is 18, I just feel like I'm going to be alone.
Oh, and there we have it. That's the reason why you're probably struggling. Period. Because you have a son. You should have picked a better man to have a son with. Or if he was a good man, you should have sucked it up and stayed with him. Because I know, you know, most women don't actually want to be in a long-term relationship with a good man. But hey, suck it up for your son's sake. Women who come back on the dating market with another man's son thinking they're going to get some top-tier dude.
That should put a motherfucker in an insane asylum right there.
Which is fine. I'm just going to window shop in other states. And then... Well, maybe I'll just have like a long distance pen pal.
It's very unfortunate. I don't think it's going to be fulfilling.
Yeah, anytime women are open to dating long distance, it's a telltale sign that she's not relationship material. Women who are relationship material want a man around on a regular basis. See, trash women love long distance relationships because they can still be a piece of crap in their town.
I'm immediately reminded why I don't do dating apps. Immediately. Immediately. Don't come to Portland.
I'm sure Portland's fine, guys. It's her. The reason you don't like dating apps, ma'am, is because it reminds you of how low you are on the totem pole. And you refuse to accept it. So you keep deleting, downloading, deleting, downloading. It's not going to change who you are.
There's help available if you ask for it.
You shouldn't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.